Hashut Audio presents Dead Men's Boots, written by Mike Carey, read by Michael Kramer.
Dedication. To my brother Dave, with much love. Are you right out there, our kid? 1. I don't do funerals all that often. And when I do, I prefer to be either falling down drunk or closed up on some herbal fuzz bomb, like Selvanorin, to the point where I start to lose feeling from the feet on up, like a kind of rising damp of the central nervous system. Today, I was as sober as a judge, and that was only the start of it. The cemetery was freezing cold, cold enough to chill me even through the Russian Army greatcoat I was wearing. I never fought. But poor bloody infantry is a state of mind. The sun was still locked up for winter. A gusty east wind was stropping itself sharp on my face, and guilt was working its slow way through my mind, like a weighted cheese wire through a block of ice. Ashes to ashes, the priest said, or at least that was what it boiled down to. His hair and his skin were ash pale in the February cold. The pallbearers stepped forward, just as the wind sprang up again, and the shroud on top of the coffin bellied like a sail. It was a short voyage, though. 2 steps brought them alongside the neat rectangular hole in the ground, where they bent as one and laid the coffin down on a pair of canvas straps held in place by 4 burly sextons. Then the sextons stepped in from either side, in synchrony, and the coffin slid silently down into the ground. Rest in peace, John Gittings. The mortal part of you, anyway. For the rest, it was going to be a case of wait and see. Maybe that was why John's widow, Carla, looked so strained and tense as she stood directly opposite me in her funeral finery. Her outfit incorporated a brooch made from a sweep of midnight dark feathers, and staring at it made me momentarily imagine that I was looking down from a great height, the black of a dress becoming the black of an asphalted highway, the remains of a dead bird lying there like roadkill. The priest started up again, the wind stealing his voice away and distributing it piecemeal among us so that everyone got just a beggar's share of the wisdom and consolation. Sunk in my own thoughts, which were fixed on mortality and resurrection to the exclusion of redemption, I looked around at the other mourners. It was a who's who of the London exorcist community. Reggie Tang, Therese O'Driscoll and Greg Lockyer were there, representing the Thames Collective. Bourbon Brian.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?